On the first side, our gallery schedule for the year. Exhibits run during the school year and begin on the 12th of September with paintings by Nellie Knopf. As you look down the list of our exhibits for the year, you're going to see some familiar names, friends of the Jacksonville community, but you're also going to notice names that may not be familiar to you either. It's always the goal of the Strawn Art Gallery to present local artists as well as folks that come from sometimes miles around to present their work to the Jacksonville community. We also try to get as wide a variety of work as we can, literally something for everyone in the gallery. And looking down the list, we see paintings, photography, jewelry, gourds, as well as offerings from the Jacksonville Art League, and that can be all kinds of things. Literally something for everyone. Down at the bottom, in printing that you can barely read, some little known facts about the gallery, things that you may not realize. The public is invited to opening receptions for each monthly exhibit held on the first Saturday of the exhibit from 6 to 8 p.m. in the gallery. And these are wonderful occasions, free to the public. Please come. You will enjoy not only the work presented by the artist, but wonderful refreshments, live music, and at 6:30 p.m., a discussion of the work by the artist. A very enjoyable evening that I hope you will come and participate in. If you cannot come to the gallery on the exhibit receptions, the public may visit exhibits from 4 to 6 p.m. on Tuesdays through Fridays and from 1 to 4 p.m. on Saturdays and Sundays. So the gallery is open to the public free of charge throughout the week. In addition to those monthly exhibits, there are five permanent exhibits at the Strawn that you can enjoy, including Mississippian pottery, a doll collection, Greco-Roman art, the sculpture garden, which is just to the west and south of the Strawn, as well as a collection of prints and lithographs as well. On the other side of this piece of paper, the many different activities that go on in the gallery or in the Strawn during the year. And this year is special to us because we celebrate our 100th year of ownership of the Strawn Art Gallery. Thank you very much, Greg Olson, for a wonderful article in the paper talking about the Strawn and how it was given to the Art Association of Jacksonville 100 years ago. We will kick off our celebration with a lawn party, the annual lawn party and auction, this Saturday, the 29th. It will begin at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. The auction begins at 6:30. Tickets are $30 per person. It is one of our two major fundraisers for the year. During the year, of course, there are the exhibits that go on every month. Fall classes will begin and workshops in September and October and will continue through December. In January, participant parties for the Beaux Arts Ball are held. In February, our Beaux Arts Ball co-chairs are presented at the February opening reception for the exhibit. Monthly exhibits, classes, and workshops are held during the spring, and in April, our second and major fundraiser for the Art Association, the Beaux Arts Ball, on April 23rd, 7:45 p.m. at the Bowl, though the festivities continue on at the gallery as well as at Hamilton's. We finish our year with summer workshops and classes as well as the popular Art on the Lawn that was held in June and will be held again this year. So we look forward to a full year at the gallery. Exhibits, classes, workshops, fundraisers, something for everyone. Thank you.
And congratulations on 100 years. I think that's really fabulous. Jacksonville Symphony, we have Garrett Allman. Before you start, Garrett, I really was remiss because I did not recognize this young man, Brad Rupert, from Senator Durbin's office. We're happy to have him represented, and the mayor is here. Thank you for coming. Garrett?
The numbers 3 and 5 have a special significance for the symphony this season. It is the symphony's 53rd anniversary, and I'm celebrating my 35th birthday. Well, not 35th birthday, but 35th anniversary season. So this is our season of connections. We open the season October 3rd with Jacksonville Connections, which features two young artists, young men with Jacksonville connections. Gabriel Hart, who is a grandson of Neil and Diane Hart from Texas, fantastic euphonium player. I had the opportunity to play piano for him on the Engelbach Hart Festival back in June, and he just blew everybody away. In various contests in Texas, he has been proclaimed probably the best high school euphonium player in the whole state of Texas, which is saying something. They've got a lot of good bands down there. And the other person is Luke Rinderknecht, who is son-in-law of Lynn Schief, and he is going to play marimba. Marimba concerto. So it will be a double dose of young talent. And Luke has degrees from Juilliard and has been playing professionally for a number of years. We continue with Creepy Connections on October 31st, Halloween concert. Orchestra and I will be in costume, and we invite the audience to come in costume as well. Some of your favorite creepy music for Halloween. The Christmas concert, Family Connections, will feature the orchestra, the chorale, and the Jacksonville High School Choir on December 5th. That's an afternoon program at 3 o'clock to enable families to come. March 19th, Jade Connections. The 35th anniversary, which is my anniversary this year, is Jade in the the stone. It's the Jade anniversary, and very coincidentally, or maybe not so, our soloist is Jade Simmons. Jade performed with us 2 years ago, did the Gershwin Concerto in F for piano, and she's played on the Engelbach Hart Festival. In fact, the first one we had 4 years ago. Fantastic player. And she's going to do the Rachmaninoff Second Concerto, which is everybody's favorite. Amazing, gorgeous piece. And finishing the season, well, I should back up one moment. It's not quite in chronological order. Youthful Connections is our youth concert, which are during the daytime at Annie Murner Chapel, February 16th, a Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock and afternoon at 12:30. Then we finish the season April 30th with Collaborative Connections doing the beautiful Requiem by Fauré, Gabriel Fauré, French composer, which will feature the orchestra with the Symphony Chorale, the Illinois College Choirs, the Williamsville High School Choir, and we have an invitation out. It looks like we'll get the McMurray Choir as well. So that will be an evening to remember. We also will have our Talent Among Us contest coming up, and look for any further information that you like on the website, which is www.jaxsym.com. And we look forward to a great season and invite you all to come. Thank you.
Thank you, Garrett. Sean Rose is doing the Jacksonville Theater Guild.
Thank you, Susan. Good afternoon. We're very excited about what we have coming up through the end of 2015. Unfortunately, we can't announce 2016 yet. It's a lot of TBA moments because we're still working on getting rights for shows that we wish to have. And if any of you have ever worked with securing rights for shows, you know you can't announce it until you have the rights. So on September 25th, we will be presenting The Complete History of America, Abridged. And it opens for 6 performances. Carly Holmes will be directing this hilarious romp through American history. 600 years of history in 6,000 seconds. History will never be the same. 3-person show takes us from Washington to Watergate, the Bering Straits to Baghdad, and from the New World to New World Order. A 90-minute roller coaster ride through the glorious quagmire that is American history, reminding us that it's not the length of your history that matters, it's what you've done with it. Show dates will be the 25th and 26th of September, October 2nd and 3rd at 7:30, and September 27th and October 4th at 2 p.m. Show will be performed at the Studio Theater at the JTG office. October 17th will take us to the Lynx Golf Course in Nichols Park for our first ever JTG golf tournament. Tee time is 8 a.m. and the cost is $50 a person per foursome. For more information or to register, you may contact Katie McDonald, and her number is on our press release up here. It's 371-1600 or the Lynx at 479-4663. The JTG Costume Department will host a Halloween Costume Spooktacular on October 24th at the office. Come and roam through the spooky upper floors of the old Williamson Funeral Home and find that perfect costume for all your haunting events. A nominal fee will be charged for rental of costumes. Who knows, you might even meet some of our residents. In November, John Steckel will be directing A Hillbilly Wedding. This multi-generational cast explores the 6 problems faced by Pa, now if I get this right, Belsnickel. His 6 problems, 6 unmarried daughters. Ma decides that Pa should go out and find husbands for their daughters. So his plan, he's going to take the shotgun off the wall, wing him, pick out the buckshot, and have the boys married to his girls before they know what hit him. Join the festivities on November 13th, 14th, 20th, and 21st at 7:30 p.m., and November 15th and 22nd at 2. These will also be held at the Studio Theater. Carly Holmes will be spearheading the new JTG improv troupe to begin this fall. Keep your ears open and your eyes peeled for upcoming information. This new venture for JTG, this is a new venture for JTG, and we are looking forward to having this talented group of actors hit our boards and our audience between the eyes with their antics. Tickets for all shows for our upcoming season are $10 for adults and $5 for children 12 and under. Tickets may be ordered by calling the office at 245-1402 or ordering online through our website, jackstg.weebly.com. Also, if any of you are friends of the Haunted Jacksonville Tour, we are one of the stops that they will have on several dates throughout October, so be sure and check that out also. Unfortunately, don't have their contact information, but they've already set up their dates with us, and we look forward to another very productive year with the Jacksonville Theater Guild. Thank you.
Thank you, Sean. Claire Lynn Porter for the Imagine Foundation.
Hello. So I left some papers for that have information about September and October for the Imagine Foundation. We have so many things going on, it's hard to list them all, but I do want to tell you today about a few new projects. One coming, they're dream projects. If I were going to go with a connections theme, I'd say dream connections. A couple years ago, I accidentally received an email from the Shakespeare Festival St. Louis asking if we would like to have them come, the educational tour, come to Jacksonville. I wrote back and I said, I know it's a mistake, but we sure would love to have you. I'm a huge fan. And we made it happen. So they came. And this year in March or April, we're working out dates, will be the third visit. This is 6 actors and a stage manager who come stay in the area for a couple of days. This year we will expand to visiting 4 schools. We did 2 the first year, 3 the second year, 4 this year, and do 2 public performances. They will again be at the Playhouse on the Square. When that project happened, I thought that was really one of my biggest dreams, my biggest hopes. Now we get to add 2 more things that I always wanted to do. Starting on the third Wednesday in September, we're going to give a try to a live model evening. There's a project throughout the country called Dr. Sketchies. We may or may not try to become one of them. It's a little bit challenging. We hire models, and people can come and spend the evening and paint and draw or photograph. And artists pay $10, and then the wonderful thing is everybody can just come and hang around and watch the paintings and drawings develop throughout the evening. The models are not your typical models, maybe a ballerina or someone dressed up like a space monster. It's a very creative, unusual modeling opportunity. So we're going to begin that, and for now we're just calling it Live Model Night. On the third Wednesday of the month at the Soap Company Coffee House. And if you have not been there, wonderful art partners. I know Sean Edwards there all the time. It should be really very special. If you have people you think might be interested in modeling for us, like if you have clowns and strange things. We don't want your ordinary sit down. We don't want all of you right now. We want strange little outfits and fun times, and it will be a great time. The other thing, project that's new this year, we don't have dates yet. The Bloomington Shakespeare Festival hosted 2 brothers called the Q Brothers this year. I fell in love immediately. They do versions of Shakespeare in hip-hop style, and we're making plans to bring them here. Words can't express what this is. I love Shakespeare, and I love for people to take Shakespeare and put it in different versions and different styles and make it accessible to everyone. These guys are incredible. They're real brothers. They represented the United States at the Globe with their version of Othello. And then what the production that I saw this summer was called Q Gents, a play on 2 gentlemen from Verona. They play all the roles and at the same time are performing this in hip-hop style. It's incredible. And so we'll be looking for sponsors for both bringing the Q Brothers and bringing back the Shakespeare Festival, calling it the Back the Bard Project. So if you know anybody who loves Shakespeare and would love to share this with our school kids, but also with each other, they will also perform at the Playhouse on the Square. We're very lucky to have that connection. Anything else you want to find out about Imagine, you can visit us on www.imagineArts.org. But since I have not pushed, I forgot to push publish before I came here, the new version, you'll want to wait till tomorrow. Yes.
Thank you, Claire. I don't know if any of you realize, but of all of the arts organizations in town, a full 50% or more have a strong educational component to them, and Imagine a Foundation is a perfect example of that. Ken Bradbury for Lincoln Land Community College.
Is that where you sit, Andy? Slightly taller than all the other chairs. And Gary Scott's on the other end of this. Hi, Gary. I'd like to introduce the entire theater staff of Lincoln Land West. I'm it. We're doing 4 productions this year, beginning with the Traveling Children's Theater. It's about our 35th year of doing this with one group or another. We go to 16 schools in 4 days and do 16 shows in 4 days, and I'm about to quit that, but they may keep going. This year's theme is superheroes. yesterday for research, I watched Frozen for the first time. I am ready to let it go after that. It's about, how inside each child is their own superhero. They don't need that other stuff. These classes are dual credit. We have some full-time Lincolnland students, but most of them are high school students who also get college credit at the same time. We had a girl a couple years ago who entered college as a sophomore because she'd taken enough classes. It was dual credit through Lincolnland, so it's a neat program. Then in December, we're doing a show that coincides with the Downtown Jacksonville organization. I don't know the name of it because the stupid playwright hasn't got it to me yet. And in the spring, we're doing something, I'm sorry, Sean, I haven't received permission yet. spring, we're doing something, we're doing traveling theater again, except in this case, the actors stay in the same place, but the audience is going to travel around. We're going to pick out three historic places in Jacksonville. We know the Duncan Mansion will be part of it. Strawn doesn't know it yet, but they will be part of it. We're thinking about Senator Durbin's office for the third, so you about it. Anyway, through school buses or trolleys or something, like you can sign up for the 7 o'clock show, the 7:30 departure, the 8 o'clock, and the buses or the trolleys will travel around from place to place, and voices from the past are going to speak at you from those. The fourth production, I have no idea what it is, but it's going to be fantastic. You don't want to miss it. Anyway, I've only been with Lincolnland for a few years, but it's, my goodness, it's been a good marriage. You all know we lost a saint when Jan Terry left town a couple weeks ago, but we, Carrie Mason there is going to carry things on well. Anyway, that's the Lincolnland season.